Well, the crackdown on dissent continues in Bahrain, where a court has sentenced 13 people to jail for allegedly trying to kill policemen. Now, 12 of these Bahrainis received a 10-year jail term. Another person was given a 3-year sentence. Now, they had all taken part in an anti-regime demonstration. And in a separate case at another court in Bahraini capital Manama, a policeman was acquitted of attempting to murder a protester because of what was called insufficient proof. Now, the legal proceedings against protesters have been described as show trials by rights activists. The Bahraini regime has harshly cracked down on pro-democracy demonstrations, which began in the Persian Gulf Kingdom in early 2011. Well, let's cross over to London, joined by a member of Bahrain Freedom Movement, Mr. Said Shahabi. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Shahabi. Mr. Shahabi, again, we're looking at a situation that seems like the deterioration of rights for the Bahraini people. Again, we have seen what appear to be very unjust sentences taking place. What will it take to turn this around? We're almost into the third year of the demonstrations and also the repression by the Bahraini regime. What do you think it will take to turn this around?
Thank you very much. It makes me proud to feel that our people have been on the streets for the past 3 years, almost 3 years, and they are not going back. They are being targeted with harsh sentences, as we have seen today. People are sent for 10 years jail just because they had taken part in peaceful demonstrations, anti-regime activities. These activities, which are always, they have always been peaceful and non-violent, these are met by these harsh sentences. Of course, we believe that these sentences are politically motivated, and they are decided prior to the trials. We can still see the people going to the streets on daily basis, despite the enormous attacks that are being waged by the security forces, and despite also the reverses in the fortunes of the regime. The regime today is much, much weaker than it was. And as we have seen yesterday from the reaction of to the Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee in UK, the response to those reports, or to the report, came from the Saudi embassy in Manama. Nothing has been said by the regime. Well, until a few hours ago, I didn't hear any response from the regime, but from the Saudis, who said, we will not allow anybody to intervene, as if the whole sovereignty of Bahrain has gone to the Saudi occupiers.
Well, let's look at that. As you said, there's a response from the Saudis. Let's look at the role of Riyadh in the situation that is taking place in Bahrain.
Well, I can only say that with the situation in the world as it is now, with the changing stance in the Arab world, with the rewriting of the coalitions, and the balance of power in the Middle East, I can say that the next few months or few years only will see major changes. I do not believe that we have reached a stage of desperation from the Arab Spring, although there has been a lot of conspiracy against that Arab Spring and against the revolutions. Yet the people of the Arab world cannot continue to be subjugated in this way. And the people of Bahrain have really remained steadfast, and they are probably the only revolution that has remained pure, non-violent, all-inclusive, and also clear in its demands. It was a fundamental change in the political system, and I believe that it will continue. And now the changes that we have seen with the agreement that has been reached between Iran and the West, I think the situation will be better for those who are seeking liberty, freedom, democracy, human rights in the Middle East. Because so far it is those black countries, those countries which have black policies, bad policies, mm-hmm. That have dominated the scene. It may be the case now that we see a different scenario altogether in terms of human rights, the people's representation, and democracy in our region.
Are you optimistic, Mr. Shahabi, that eventually your people will be victorious?
I have no doubt about that. I really do not have any doubt that the people who have sacrificed so much cannot be expected to go back to their homes, and or to allow the history to repeat itself. They are going forward, they are marching forward, and the only way is forward. There's no way backward. So that makes me feel really optimistic, especially knowing that other people in the world have been able to achieve real results.
Thank you so much for being with us from the Bahrain Freedom Movement out of London, Mr. Saeed Shahabi.